Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Up. It's attacks inside Iran.
On Capitol Hill, debate intensifying over possible U.S. involvement. Top Democrats saying President Trump must consult Congress and seek authorization if he's considering taking the country to war against Iran. While Republican Senator Lindsey Graham showing support for military action, saying Trump should finish the job.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The National Hurricane Center says Eric is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane heading for Mexico's Pacific coast. You can't take Interstate 40 through the Great Smoky Mountains, closed both ways because of mud and rock slides. More rain is in the forecast. This is ABC News. The FDA has now approved a new shot that can offer almost complete protection against HIV, and it has to be given just twice a year.
Dr. Gordon Crowfoot, infectious disease specialist.
These were two amazing studies with amazing data that basically shows 100% prevention of transmission in the majority of the population.
Part of that study population?
Lenacapavir is important to me.
Was Ian Haddock.
I feel fully protected from getting HIV, no matter if my partner is living with HIV or not.
He says he got tired of taking pills and a twice-a-year shot made sense to him.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. At least three deaths now blamed on chicken Alfredo dinners tainted with Listeria. They were sold under the Market Side and Home Chef brands at Walmart and Kroger. The Oklahoma City Thunder looking to end the NBA Finals tonight. They hold a 3-2 lead over the Pacers ahead of Game 6 in Indy. If the Pacers win and force a Game 7, that'll be Sunday. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 84 today, a good amount of sunshine and warm conditions, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Also tonight, mild with a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, a low of 64. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning Friday, otherwise a high of 84. And then the heat settles in, 94 for Saturday, Sunday 95. An extreme heat watch will be in effect from Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening in our area. Heat indices could reach near 105 during the afternoons both days. Right now in Richland Center, it's a little cooler start to the day after a midnight reading of 60. We're at 57 degrees. There is a little bit of light fog out there as well. This morning, we go along with your commute on Thursday, June 19th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
preacher riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he laid his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Randy Travis on WRCO as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Ricochet did the honors and the harmony on our Star Spangled Banner rendition for today. Phil Nee with you, arriving from Sextonville International. An uneventful night last night and this morning, but I like it that way. Yeah, a little bit of rest here and there, and yeah, maybe a little Hallmark last night. That's, yeah. Whatever. Sometimes I'm an equal opportunity watcher. It's just kind of like, okay, well, whatever's on, we'll watch it. June's not that way. I mean, oh, we're watching, she doesn't really like the Beverly Hillbillies that well. So, oh well, to each their own. But we are here to tell you about today. It should be a really nice day, and they're very concerned about some of the heat that is going to come in for Saturday and Sunday as summer officially arrives. And it really will in grand style this weekend. We've been through the drill before, though. Just got a little extra water and take some precautions. Let's start those chores. This is Alan Jackson on the Light in the Milk House Show.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You
be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love, love. It must be love.
Ronnie McDowell on WRCO, 5:14 the time. The Richland Center Lions will be hosting their monthly event at the fairgrounds tonight, selling concessions, and also car enthusiasts are invited to bring their cars to showcase coming up tonight. The Walk with Grace Planning Committee meets tonight at 6 o'clock at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Those reminders from our community calendar this morning. It is currently 57 degrees in Richland Center. Oh, the Brewers and Cubs never got going last night. That threat was during the day. They kept saying, rain in Chicago and a second band of rain, and so they never got the game going. We'll have details when we check sports in a moment. Here's Elvis Presley.
I forgot to remember. remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. The day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where ever met. But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget. Went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where I met. Well, but something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply, visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
An update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Four champions will be crowned today at the WIAA State Baseball Tournament. Yesterday, Reedsburg lost to New Bern Eisenhower 4-1 in one Division II semifinal, and Seymour was a winner against Aquinas 5-2 in the other final. So today, champions will be crowned, beginning with the Division IV game at 9 this morning at Fox City Stadium. The Brewers will be hosted by the Cubs today. The scheduled game between Milwaukee and Chicago on Wednesday night was postponed because of rain. The game will be made up as part of a split doubleheader on Monday, August 18th. The first game will start at 1:20 and the second at 7:05. The Brewers and Cubs are scheduled to play the final game of what was to be a three-game series coming up this afternoon. Pittsburgh at Detroit, that was rained out as well. Also in interleague play, it was St. Louis at the White Sox getting rained out. Cincinnati 4-2 over Minnesota. Toronto was a winner against Arizona 8-1. Cleveland 4, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Boston 3-1 over Seattle. The Angels 3, the Yankees 2. Tampa Bay 12-8 over Baltimore. Kansas City 6, Texas 3. Houston 11-4 over the Athletics. Colorado 3, Washington 1 in the National League. Philadelphia 4, Miami 2. Atlanta 5-0 over the Mets, and the Dodgers beat San Diego 4-3. Phoenix over Connecticut 83-75 in WNBA play that happened last night. And tonight, the NBA series, well, it could wrap up if Oklahoma City wins. Indiana will try to force another game. Oklahoma City plays at the Indiana Pacers tonight in the NBA final. This update is sponsored by the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Time now for the aerobic polka of the day, the moment you've been waiting for. It is powered by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ. SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
All right, if you're ready, stretch out good. We don't want any pulled muscles. It's aerobic polka time.
For refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run a good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a dab or a joint. Don't call it a dab or a joint. It's called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Wilkes-Barre. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland, or a cider mill in Tennessee. They serve a schooner in old Altoona, like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still a quart.
ritzy Newport, and it's Boilermakers in Squeedunk. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk.
There you go. That's the Barroom Polka from Russ Morgan and the orchestra today on WRCO Radio. Good for what ails you. Coming up, farm news and markets today.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, my honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails on and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire.
Set for 7, got the taxi called for 9, plane takes off at 11, and I gotta be there on time. Told the boss I was going to my mother's, told mama I was gonna see a friend. Don't want no one to know I'm slipping out of town on a wild weekend. With the pretty little blonde-haired, blue-eyed darling, I'm gonna have a wild weekend. Well, we might go up to the mountains, we might go down to the sea, somewhere off from the big wide world, just my baby and me. Baby's gonna cook me breakfast, baby's gonna tuck me in, baby's gonna warm my cold, cold lips with kisses on a wild weekend. Gonna have a wild weekend, gonna have a wild weekend. With a pretty little blonde-haired, blue-eyed darling, gonna have a wild weekend. We'll talk about the future, make a lot of plans and stuff. Mostly though, we're just gonna sit by the fire and make a lot of love. Every man ought to try it at least one time in his life. Just get away on a wild weekend like I'm gonna do with my wife. Gonna have a wild weekend, gonna have a wild weekend. With the pretty little mother of my two children, gonna have a wild weekend.
Bill Anderson. Hopefully he doesn't get overheated. Daytime high today of 84. Slight chance of a shower for tonight. Mild, a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms. And a low of 64. Friday, 84 with showers possible in the morning. Saturday, 94. Partly cloudy to sunny. Very hot and humid. And Sunday, 95. Another sweltering hot and muggy day. A nice breeze again with lots of sunshine, though, on Sunday. Northeast winds right now at 2. And in Richland Center, our temperature is 57 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Cattle groups react to USDA's New World screwworm plan. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Ethan Lane is Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says the five-point plan announced by Secretary Brooke Rollins Wednesday sends a very clear message.
That Secretary Rollins and her team at USDA are taking this very seriously and taking all measures possible to make sure they protect the U.S. cattle industry from this threat and ensure that we don't have to repeat the 1960s.
Secretary Rollins announced an $8.5 million sterile insect dispersal facility at Moore Air Base in South Texas Wednesday that's expected to be online by the end of this year. Stephen Dybel is vice president of the Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers Association and ranches along the Gulf Coast. He says the long-term outlook is good, but in the short term, the goal is to educate producers. A budget proposal from the U.S. Senate Ag Committee that funds some farm bill programs is going through the next step in reconciliation. Robbie Menick with the National Cotton Council explains the bird bath process.
The Senate parliamentarian goes through and looks at it provision by provision to see whether each of those provisions fit within, to make sure they don't violate one of the six provisions of reconciliation.
If there is a violation, Menick says provisions could be altered or dropped out of the proposal. Minnick says cotton growers like the reference price increase included in the plan. He says once the birdbath is complete, the bill will be reviewed in the Senate Budget Committee and then released to the Senate floor for vote, perhaps next week. Concerns about President Trump's tariff strategy were outlined during a Farmers for Free Trade town hall event. Brownfield's Brett Barnett was there in Swisher, Iowa.
Eastern Iowa farmer Matthew Willimack is a farmer director for the Iowa Soybean Association. He tells Brownfield he's concerned about the long-term impact of what he calls on-again, off-again tariffs.
Uncertainty in the markets, lower markets in corn and soybeans. This spring, I would say we weren't necessarily heavily impacted on our input side, but for sure we will be next year if this continues.
Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says a lot of U.S. ag prices are linked to global prices.
If these tariffs truly do get put in place, that's going to put a barrier between U.S. prices and world prices. That's going to make us a lot less competitive around the globe in selling our product.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Ethanol production backed off a little last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,109,000 barrels a day. That's 11,000 lower than the previous week's all-time high, but 52,000 higher than a year ago. Ethanol stocks, 24.1 million barrels, up 390,000 on the week and 500,000 on the year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Merck Empower provides dairy producers with tailored precision management to optimize milk production and quality.
It can be difficult at times to identify very early animals that are exhibiting abnormal behaviors or clinical signs. The monitoring system, be it through the collars or through the ear tags, alerts the producer or the farmer that this animal is not performing to what it would be its normal parameters. And so somebody then needs to go and look. When they are alerted, they can provide more targeted treatments and earlier treatments.
Livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says it's been most helpful in identifying emerging threats, especially with the development of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Birds that utilize our Sensov dairy monitoring system, they are able to detect abnormal changes within their cattle populations prior to those herds testing positive.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
Reserve.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day with light business and cash hogs were steady to sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade had some light deals on Wednesday. The light dress trade was reported in Nebraska at $3.76 on a dressed basis, $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri on Tuesday, feeder steers over 600 pounds were steady to $10 lower compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights were steady to $4 higher. Feeder heifers over 450 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. USDA says demand was good for a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 714 pounds brought $325. Medium and large one feeder heifers at 552 pounds sold for $348. Boxed beef was higher at the close with choice up 236 at 388.87, select up 20 cents at 372.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply higher on Wednesday. Global demand for U.S. pork remains strong despite the uncertainty around China's purchasing habits. Domestic demand has found some strength recently, and that's also helping support the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed sharply higher, up 483, with a base range of 102 to 115 and a weighted average of 114.07. The Iowa Minnesota was up 436 with a weighted average of 114.19. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were $2 higher at 76. Pork values were lower at the close, down 161 at 118.28. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mixed on Wednesday, mostly higher, with boxed beef up at midday and preparing for widespread direct business, as well as Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures were mixed on spread trade, the higher cash during the session, and the lower midday move in pork. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were mixed and corn was firm with both continuing to watch the weather. July beans were up 3/4 at 1074 and 3/4. August was a half higher at 1076 and 3/4. July corn was up 2 at 433 and a half, and September was 5 1/4 higher at 429. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for direct business to get underway. August live was up $1.02 at 211.67. October was 67 higher at 209.22. August feeders were up 82 at 304.17. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the conflicting fundamentals during the session. July lean was up 52 at 112.17, and August hogs were 20 higher at $112. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
From intern to CEO, you'll meet the new executive head at Organic Valley today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. 2.5 months ago, Shauna Nelson became the CEO of Organic Valley, a farmer-owned cooperative based in Lafarge, Wisconsin. Nelson started as an intern there 20 years ago and worked up through the ranks. She has a handle on why Organic Valley has been successful.
I think it really comes down to consumers understanding where their food comes from and recognizing the importance of nutritious farm-to-table food, right? And so when you look at us, really our quality and what you can expect out of Organic Valley starts on farm. And we make sure that we produce high-quality, nutrient-dense food from our farms that then translates through to our supply chains.
In an appearance on the Food Talk podcast, Nelson was bullish on Organic Valley's future.
When we consider how vibrant our cooperative model is, the future looks bright. Because even though there's challenges, and certainly we could get into conversations about potential market disruptions that we're seeing based on factors and food inflation and all of those areas, but I think it starts with farmers working together and farmers making sure that their voice is being heard, whether it's with regulatory folks or more importantly within their cooperative and their marketplace.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
The push for milk check transparency continues. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. New federal milk marketing order rules are in place, but the battle to improve milk check transparency continues. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch tells Brownfield some milk check accountability practices are already required for independent handlers, but not cooperatives. And USDA did not include this in the hearing process.
Farm Bureau and some other groups are interested in pursuing through a notice of public comment efforts where we can sort of get USDA to make a regulatory change through that process.
Munch says Farm Bureau would like more mandatory disclosures to the milk check, including any market adjustment and restricting the producer price differential so other adjustments are not put in that category. He's also advising farmers to keep a close eye on their milk check stubs.
If you have problems, you know, reach out to your market administrator as well. There have been times where some handlers haven't even been following the requirements that already are out there, and the administrator is able to enforce those milk check requirements that are already on the books.
Munch says there have been times where market volatility was reflected in the wrong area of the milk check.
We've seen that in states like Wisconsin, where we had members that showed us milk checks and their independent handler wasn't even following the rules that actually existed.
He says on the policy front, Farm Bureau will be working to have milk check transparency guidelines apply to all handlers. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a half a cent, 54 and three quarters with 7 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 6.5 cents at 169, 5 sales there. Cheese barrels dropped 8 cents, also 169, 1 sale. Butter prices dropped 5 cents to 252 and three quarters with 6 sales. Non-fat dry milk went up 1.5 cents to 128, 4 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field Ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C. Today's forecast calls for a daytime high of 84, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, west to southwest winds at 5 to 13, mild tonight, a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, a low of 64, Friday showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly sunny, warm and humid, and 84. For Saturday and Sunday, temps around 95, an extreme heat watch in effect during that time for heat indices, which could reach near 105 both days. Right now, WRCO, we're at an overnight low. It's nice and cool and comfortable. A nice time for sleeping. 57 degrees. This is the Light in the Milk House Show. Here are the Kendalls.
Myself in Pittsburgh, working in a steel mill,
and I was a southern girl whose husband did the same. But he pulled the night shift,
I worked the day shift.
Doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you've got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance, and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close
and love the night away while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose.
Movie music from Eddie Rabbit on WRCO. Yes, indeed. The Old Light in the Milk House show, as your coffee percolates today, we'll get the scoop from the main man with the weather plan, Tony Schumacher, in just a little bit here today. Regular features along the way on a Thursday as well. Here's Marty Robbins.
I said hello to the man who tried to win your hand a long time ago. I tried to smile as he talked of the days when he was your beau. But I could see he was ashamed of me when he talked of his wealth and fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing? Big man, you got money in your hand, so what? You're at a table for two, but still there's only you, big shot. Your power can't hold, you can't romance your fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing?
Early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday from 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Enjoy a night filled with live music, starting with Shalini Greenwald and wrapping up with local favorite Three Souls. There'll be a wide variety of food and drinks available right on the grounds. Admission is free, but no carry-ins allowed. So grab your lawn chair and head to the park for a great evening of flavor and fun. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday, 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Don't miss it.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, overall, today looks like a fairly quiet day right around here. We're tracking some leftover showers over southeast Wisconsin moving away from us. Meanwhile, there's a couple of showers as well up in northern Minnesota and North Dakota. That disturbance will slide southeast and bring mainly the northeast half of Wisconsin a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon and this evening. Tomorrow, a warm front will be pushing through. That could produce some scattered thunderstorms in the morning, along with warm and humid conditions, and then very hot weather building in Saturday and Sunday. Certainly the hottest weather we've had all season so far. The heat index could climb into the 100s, so be sure to slow down from any heavy activity, drink plenty of water, get in the shade and air conditioning as necessary, and of course keep an eye on your pets and livestock. They'll need extra shade, water, and ventilation during such weather as well to stay safe. We do expect a cold front to move in by late Monday and Tuesday of next week, bringing us rounds of showers and storms. We'll have to watch the heavy rain potential for flooding, but also enjoy slightly cooler weather. So today, look for a good amount of sunshine, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, mainly in the north-northeast part of the region, high about 84, west-southwest wind up to 10. Tonight, a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low at 64. Tomorrow, showers and storms possible in the morning, then partly sunny, warm and humid, high near 84 degrees. Friday night, variably cloudy, low 71. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny, very hot and humid, breezy as well, with a high of 94. We do have an excessive heat watch out Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for much of our listening area. The heat index could climb into the 100s, so be careful. As we get into Sunday, look for a high of 95, lots of sunshine and humidity. Monday, a chance of storms later in the day, high 90, and Tuesday, showers and storms, high 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
57 and mostly clear conditions. 71 yesterday, 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Also the record high for June 19th, 96 in 1953. Record low, 42 in 1970. Last year's high was 83 and the low, 66. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21 for tomorrow. This morning, the air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.96. We picked up 6 one-hundredths of an inch of rain early this morning. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It is 57.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 6 o'clock, and a news update from ABC is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iranian missiles blew the windows out of Israel's main hospital in the south and destroyed apartment buildings in Tel Aviv this morning.